This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the BetRivers Network.
Sometimes you need a feel-good story to start your day. Producer Tim, who's a producer on this podcast, just told us one where he almost died. He didn't. How did he almost die? That's the mystery. You'll have to try figure out yourself. Life is better with a bit of mystery. My buddy John Druce, Washington Capitol playoff legend, called him the other day, didn't pick up. He sent me a text. Said, I saw I missed your call. What's up? I said, I guess you'll never know. And he said, I guess I won't. So we left it a mystery. Building a mystery. I also have to change my voicemail. My friends and family say it's from the 90s. So what I do is I say, hello. Hello. And I get everyone on it. They think I've answered the phone. And it makes people very angry. I don't mean to do this, but now it gives me great joy. Because they'll send me a text and say, you fucking asshole. Why is your voicemail? I'm like, why is a voicemail making you so mad? Is that what people did in the 90s? I don't remember that. I saw Vanilla Ice talking about the 90s. And I'm like, he summed it up pretty good. He goes, the 90s were awesome. We had our own look. We had our own styles. We had our own music. There was no cell phones. You were in the moment. The 90s were awesome. I'm like, you know what? Vanilla Ice kind of hit the nail on the head. How did they never bring back the What's Up guys? One of the best commercial marketing campaigns I've ever seen. What's Up? It was just good commercialing. Way to go, Budweiser. And way to go, Mr. and Mrs. Canada Dry. What's up, everybody? I soon will be on the Canada Dry payroll. At least another 20 messages this week. People picking up the Canada Dry Blackberry. Say, Dano, thanks for the tip. My new drink of the summer. So I'll be getting that Canada Dry money. Any day now. This is Boomsies. My name's Dan O'Toole, former professional broadcaster. Now, I don't know what I'm doing. Actually, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing a podcast. This is it. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for being here. This is episode 71. If you missed the previous 70, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If this is the first time you've listened, you didn't miss anything. You literally did not miss anything. This is the Evgeny Malkin episode. 1,063 games played, and he's got 1,229 points. So if I Let me just do the math quickly here. Carry the one, and then if I subtract, that's over a point a game in his career. He's got three Stanley Cups. He won the Calder. He's won the Art Ross twice. He's won the Hart. He's won the Conn Smythe. And he's played every game in the NHL as a Pittsburgh Penguin. 3 years left on his contract. I think he'll probably play every single game of his career a Penguin, which I admire guys that do that. It's very rare that you play every game with one team. So way to go. Malkin will go down as one of the greatest Russian hockey players of all time. Well, one of the greatest NHLers, but still one of the greatest. You can be both. You know what I learned? Something that I probably should have known. I don't know how I didn't uncover this information earlier in my life. That in 1931, Maple Leaf Gardens was built in 5 months. Someone told me this. I said, nah, nah. That's not possible. I looked it up. It was like 5 months and 2 weeks. They built Maple Leaf Gardens in 5 months in 1931. That blew my mind. And the reason it blew my mind was in my hometown of Peterborough, Ontario, home of the Peterborough Petes. They're in the Memorial Cup. We don't need to talk about what's happening with them at the Memorial Cup, but they're there. In my hometown, there are two bridges over the Otonabee River. Two bridges on a highway. They're there. They didn't tear them down and build new bridges. But these two bridges have been under repair for 8 years. And that's the reason why the building of Maple Leaf Gardens in 5 months came up with the person I was speaking with and myself. How does it take 8 years to fix two bridges that are already built? Kids started elementary school, completed elementary school quicker than it has taken to fix two bridges. Sons and daughters went off to college or university, got their degree, got their diploma, came back, the bridges still weren't fixed. I worked in Canada. I went to LA. Worked in LA for 4 years. Came back, was lured back by the company I used to work with in Canada. They said, hey, come back and work here. And then they fired me. And I did all that quicker than it took to fix two bridges. And if you are the construction company that has what was the sales pitch? I guess the sales pitch on how it will take 8 years to fix two bridges. Hats off to you. Because you are one hell of a salesperson. Some would say you bamboozled the local residents. That you hoodwinked them. But in the year 2023, how does it take 8 fucking years to fix two bridges? I went so far as to call the member of parliament who oversees the bridges. And sorry, I'm getting into the weeds on this, but it is a thorn in my side because, like any sane individual, I ask questions when things don't add up. So I called the member of parliament who oversees the bridges. Got the voicemail, a proper voicemail. And someone in the office called me back. They said, Mr. O'Toole, you had a question. We want to make sure it didn't go unanswered. Your question about the bridges and why they've taken this long. You have to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get that information. I said, pardon me. They said, yeah, we don't know when it'll. I'm like, so this company got a contract and there's no end date. They can just, no one knows when it ends. Correct. So in my next life, I am starting a construction company and getting one of these contracts. You only have to buy like 5 cones. No one ever has to show up and work. You just block off a lane of the highway on the bridge and just leave it there for 8 years and no one says anything. It is a brilliant business plan. Buy 4 cones. After I dealt with that problem, I was handed another issue. I went to a local coffee shop here in Canada, Tim Hortons. Tim Horton is a former NHLer. He started a coffee shop and it grew into a very successful coffee chain. So I was on that very highway those bridges exist on. Got my standard order, my steep tea, 2 milk, 2 sugar, and a Boston cream. I love on the your drive-through window now, they give you suggestions, and it knows me. I order my steep tea, and it says, hey, may we suggest a Boston cream? I'm like, yeah, you can suggest it, and I'm going to get it. Bottle of water? Nah. I'm good. Sometimes it's ready so quick, I don't even have to stop. Have my change there, and I'm like, slow roll by, get it, and I'm back on my way. Grab my Boston cream, and I'm like, doesn't have the heft that a Boston cream donut usually has. Get on the highway. That first bite of a Boston cream, it did the chocolate part did not stick to the package. That is a reoccurring issue. It is very adhesive, and an adhesive covering on that donut that when stuck to any other surface, she gone. So didn't have that issue. That first bite, I'm like, okay, there's no cream in that bite. There's no cream in there. That second bite, a bigger bite, no cream in that one. And that's when it dawned upon me, there's no cream in this Boston cream. I just got a Boston. But still in the back of my mind, I'm like, no way I got hoodwinked. No way Tim Horton would sell me a bill of goods. There's cream in there somewhere. I finished the donut and no cream. So I know this is a first world problem, but they bamboozled me. And you're already 5 minutes down the road. You aren't going to turn back around and say, and how do you prove it? I hate the donut. You gave me a Boston cream with no donut. Well, where's the donut? We're going to have to wait a bit for that one. Because it's inside me. So I've got to check the results of a Twitter poll I put out about this. And there's some shocking things in this poll. So I said, got a Boston cream donut at Tim Hortons and it had no cream in it. Mentioned to a friend who said, that happens all the time. Yeah, they said, oh, yeah, that's a standard occurrence. I'm like, what? So I said, is this true? Here are the results of a Twitter poll asking if others have had no Boston cream. An astounding 16% of 2,666 people have had no cream in their Boston cream. So this wasn't a one-off deal. This is now considered a business practice of the Tim Hortons Donut Company. 41% said, no, I got the cream. And 43% said they've never ordered Boston cream. I am more shocked by that than anything. Because if you have never ordered a Boston cream donut, you've never lived. You've never experienced joy. You've probably never pet a puppy. Have you seen a rainbow? Have you ever played in the rain during a summer day in which it's humid out? Probably not. 43% never get Boston cream. Well, 16% get Boston cream, but got no cream. Tim Hortons. I don't know what. Tim Hortons responded to my Twitter poll, and they're like, sorry you had this problem. Let's fix it. So I'm going to come to them with demands. I'm going to show them this poll and say, not just me, I speak for an entire generation of Boston creamers. We all need it fixed. Not just me, all of we. That will be my electoral platform when I run for political office. We have our Stanley Cup final. Vegas and Florida. Will it break ratings records? No. Will a team win the Stanley Cup for the first time? Yes. Is it going to be a great series? Yes. Will you watch? I don't know your viewing habits. Who should you cheer for? Vegas, 20 Canadians. Florida has 18. And before you get back to me and say that seems like a lot, I double and triple checked it. Vegas has 20 Canadians. Florida has 18. NBA finalists set. Miami and Denver. Will it break ratings records? No. Will a team win the NBA championship for the first time? Yes, only if Denver wins. Is it going to be a great series? No clue. Will you watch? I don't know if you even have a TV. Who should you cheer for? Nuggets have the only Canadian in the series, Jamal Murray, who hails from Kitchener. Although a friend of mine said, yeah, how about that Jamal Murray? Where did he learn how to play basketball in Saskatoon? I'm like, I don't know, because that's not where he's from. Does Jamal Murray have ties to Saskatoon? Because I don't know where this came from, because he's from Kitchener, which is, I don't know, 2 hours outside Toronto, Tim? An hour outside Toronto?
Yeah, give or take.
Kitchener also home to one of the only Jersey Mike franchises in Canada. My favorite sub shop. I wish they would expand across this great country. Because as we discussed before, Subway, no matter what you get, it's soggy. It's a soggy ass sub. And Mr. Sub, they're few and far between. We need better options. How Quiznos went out of business, but Subway remained, will be a great mystery of our lives. So the NBA Finals, it's the NBA Finals. There's an S on there. But it's the Stanley Cup Final. in case you're in a conversation and you want to correct someone, because people love that. What are our odds, Zed Money, for said final and finals?
So I just did a little bit of quick research, and the Saskatoon-Jamal Murray connection that I can find is Murray's old teammate, Trey Lyles, who's also Canadian, is from Saskatoon, but he's no longer with the Nuggets. But that is all I could find.
Okay, I could see that. Someone's saying, okay, there's a Canadian, he's from Saskatoon. Okay. I can see how there might be a mix-up there.
Sorry about that. Jamal Murray's Nuggets are the favorite as of Tuesday on BetRivers.ca. They are opening up as the minus 385.
And who's the favorite in the Stanley Cup final?
Vegas is the favorite at minus 130.
Okay, and are we going to Vegas?
I mean, if you can get us tickets, I can go to Vegas.
No, you're the ticket guy. During the Pete's run to the Memorial Cup, you'd say, Dan, you want tickets to like game three or game four? And you'd line me up tickets. So I actually text you back. I said, Z Money, you're my ticket guy now. So you are the ticket guy.
That's only for games at the Memorial Center there in Peterborough.
Okay. So. Peppa Pig is coming there. Peppa Pig Live. There's a lot of events coming to the Memorial Center this summer, so I can't wait to be front row for those. Let's get to our emails and voicemails. I wanted to get to this one email first because I'm very interested to see the results that producer Tim and Z Money came up with, because here's the email. Subject heading, small feline Tom. He sounds a bit like Kyle Dubas. Can we do a voice comparison? Also, great point about salt and vinegar chips. Love the pod. Best, Mike Hound Dog Harrison. So this person's referring to small feline Tom, who left a voicemail last week, and he thinks they sound similar to Kyle Dubas. And I have not heard this voice comparison. Can we listen now?
I took the job, and you know, I was able to learn a lot about what to expect when you're in that position and how to handle different things. But
okay, that's
there's always different things, whether it's staffing, decision making, decisions we have to make on different players, so on and so forth. That's
a lot of gobbledygook.
It's the idiest, bittiest, kiddiest Steve out there giving you a call. Just a fun fact about me. I hear you're finishing up with the CHL prize pack. I actually, as an occupation, I am the DJ.
Okay, I can see how they would sound similar, and if they both spoke on the same mic, because Kyle Dubas had a lot of bass to his voice because he was in a professional setting with a microphone, I could see how they could be bang on. So maybe small feline Tom is, in fact, Kyle Dubas. I love listening to Kyle Dubas clips because there's not a lot being said there. And hats off to him. That's what you do as a member of management. You kind of just say things. You say words, and hopefully they all tie in together at the end. Kind of like this podcast. This is our last week for the CHL prize pack. So one lucky emailer or voicemailer, we'll get our final CHL prize pack of the year. What a great partnership it's been. If you've been watching the Memorial Cup, you can see the Bet Rivers ads in both corners on the camera side. Just love seeing that. Here's another email. Camping versus homeless. I don't think you're supposed to say homeless anymore. You say, what's the correct term now, guys, for homelessness?
I have no idea.
Because I'm not pulling your leg here, but it's experiencing displacement or something like that. Anyway, if you guys can find that. Hey, Dano, the comparison between camping against homelessness on episode 70 was funny. My wife and I are actually down that road last year. Your podcast made it tolerable. Your outlook on life made us realize that no matter how bad things look, there's always an upside. Glad to hear your voice again. Keep up the awesome work. Jerry. Thanks, Jerry. Hey, Toolsy, just listen to episode 70, and here's my Mount Chipmore. Last week, someone asked what my Mount Rushmore of chips would be. I said salt and vinegar, ketchup, all dressed, and Lay's plain. I know, pretty boring. Here's their Mount Chipmore. Compliments barbecue. Sneaky good. All dressed, any brand. Sour cream and onion. And Pringles, any flavor. Eh, I find Pringles very overrated because they do not taste like potato chips. I don't know what they're using. I eat them on planes because they're the only chips available on planes. Pringles, the chip of the sky. Just like Kit Kats are the chocolate bar of the sky. Yes, Tim.
Technically, not even potato chips, right? Because I think the way they label them, it's like potato snack or something. They can't call them potato chips.
Yeah, it's like hydrogenated
potato flakes or something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, potato flakes. Correct. That was from Big Dog Rob. Toolsy, just wanted to talk to you about this newfound favorite drink of yours. He's referring to the Canada Dry Blackberry. It really is fantastic, but it's not new. It is limited release because I remember buying it at some point within the last couple of years, then not being able to find it again. I've checked every so often when I go down to the pop aisle, but did not see it until this past week. I was very excited and grabbed one along with Cherry Coke that we finally have again here in the West. Now I'm all set. All the best, Travis in Calgary. Thanks, Travis. Cherry Coke, delicious beverage. Hey, bud, this is going back to episode 66. Where do I start with Canadian Tire? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't speak poorly of Canadian Tire. That's my store. Where do I start with Canadian Tire? They bleeping suck. I bought a brand new coffee machine. I take it home, all excited about being able to now make a good cup of coffee and not drink dirt water from Tim's. Wow, so they're bashing Canadian Tire and Tim's, and this is a very Canadian email. Well, that excitement lasted a half cup of coffee. A half cup! It died mid-first cup. It shut off. Didn't turn back on. I take it back to the Canadian Tire, where I do my best impression of you saying, "It no worky," in response to the question, what seems to be the problem. They told me to go get a new one. At this point, I didn't want one anymore and asked for my money back. Well, they don't do refunds anymore. They only do an exchange or a refund card with the money on it that you can only spend at Canadian Tire. It would be pretty funny if they gave you a refund card and you had to spend it at Banana Republic. Or Dollarama. Now I'm sitting on a refund card with about $660 on it. Wow, that was an expensive coffee maker. I don't shop at Canadian Tire. I have nothing to buy there. So I ask you, the Boomsies boys and the listeners, what should I buy for this stupid amount of money that I'm now forced to spend in their dumb store? As always, keep on the great pods coming. Seabass. $660 at Canadian Tire? That is a dream come true for me. I would spend a week in there figuring out how to spend that. First off, you go to the frying pan aisle because you will find a little game my daughters and I play is which pan is on sale for the most. And usually you'll find one 98% off. Pick up a frying pan. Tim, Z Money, where would you spend part of or all of $660 at Canadian Tire?
I mean, you could buy 2.5 tires.
Okay. I think you'd need a full tire. I don't know if they install half tires. That seems to be a poor placement of that money, Tim. Z Money?
I am currently going through their flyer. You know, I want to get the best bang for my
buck.
You got to
get the deals.
You got to get the deals, combined stuff. So I don't know. Maybe looking, they got outdoor patio furniture, but I don't know if you're going to get anything good for $600.
No, if you are spending less than $600 on patio furniture, it will last you one summer.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to keep looking through their
But off the top of your mind, if you're going into Canadian Tire knowing today you walk in with $660 and you have to spend it that day, there's got to be something on your wish list at Canadian Tire that you're like, yeah, you know what? I want to get that tent. I want to get that cooler.
Well, after all your amazing stories about tents, I'm going to steer clear of them. You know what? I don't have a road hockey net. I'll get a new road hockey net, maybe a couple tennis balls and a new stick. That way I can just shoot some balls around.
I love it. And you can get a great net for that. Also, I have a road hockey net here we don't use anymore. You can have it. And it's a good one. It's a Bauer hockey net that has stood through three winters and three summers. There's no rust on it. And it's all yours for the low, low price of you coming to get it.
I will see you later today.
Okay. It'll be in the driveway. I won't be here. So Seabass, see it as a great thing that you've got this money to spend at Canadian Tire. I have a friend that always tries to let you see things positively. Like you say, oh, I've got to go do this today. No, frame it as, I get to go do this today. I got to go to the gym. No, you're able-bodied. You get to go to the gym. I got to go spend this money at Canadian Tire. No, Seabass, you get to. You get to go spend that money at Canadian Tire. Fucking make a day of it. Wear a suit. Buy a suit at Canadian Tire. Oh, you can buy a camo suit. Do that. There's a lot of camo gear there. Why don't we get to these voicemails? We got a couple of them. Sorry, I cut you off, Tim.
I was just going to say, is the gift card from Canadian Tire good at Mark's Work Warehouse?
Of course. They're affiliated.
There you go. And just buy a ton of jeans.
You raise a good point because Canadian Tire also owns Sport Check, so I bet you could use that money at Sport Check. So Seabass, you can go get some new shoes.
I'm changing my answer. I'm going to Mark's Work Warehouse and getting everything Carhartt.
See? We helped out Seabass in more ways than he'll ever know. Let's get to our voicemails.
Hi, Dan. This is Drew Stanton calling. With the San Francisco 49ers at, you know, new stadium hosting the Super Bowl down the road, I was wondering if maybe the NFL should consider looking at having the Super Bowl be host at Rogers Center in Toronto, because with a retractable roof and everything and just, you know, making the, you know, conditions, you know, the temperature, you know, work for a game like that, I think would be a great idea for an event like that. And it would be great revenue and tourism for the city of Toronto and for the province of Ontario. So what's your take? And as always, opinions, please.
Drew Stanton, our professional phone caller. That is, Drew, your worst idea you've ever come up with. They will never host a Super Bowl at the Rogers Center in Toronto. The game is in February. So a warm locale is the best thing you can do for that event because you have so many outdoor events, so many parties and stuff. You will not ever host that game. And plus, the NFL owners would revolt, saying, why the hell are we giving it to a city that doesn't have a team? And they tried the NFL experiment in Toronto. It was a debacle. I went to a game. It was not enjoyable. It was not well run. And I think that ship has sailed until an ownership group maybe steps up and says, let's bring a team here, puts up the money, and they would have to build a new state-of-the-art stadium because God bless the Rogers Center. But it's now the home of the Blue Jays with the changes they've made, and it's not going to ever house an NFL team or host the Super Bowl. I will place a large wager on that, Drew Stanton.
Hey, bud. How are you now? So I heard old Joe Archer called you there last week. He was heading to a bachelor party. It was my bachelor party. I crushed a weed drink before we went into the old Sky Dome there. Got to my seat, feeling pretty good. They decided to open the roof. Holy shit, I haven't tripped balls like that in forever. It's like grade 9 stone. Those weed drinks are serious business. Good times, bud. Have a good one.
Yeah, Joe Archer did say he was going to a bachelor party at the Rogers Arena, or Rogers Center. Didn't he say he was going to bring their own snacks? I guess the snacks were weed drinks. Yeah, when I smoked weed and drank booze, I could never do the edibles and the drink, because if you smoke weed, you can get off a rocky ship. You can step off that and say, okay, I'm just not going to smoke any for a little bit. Now. Maybe getting a bit out there. But when you take an edible or drink weed, you're stuck on that rocky ship and there's no getting off until it wears off. I do not miss that at all. And I steered away from drinking and eating weed for that very reason, was you didn't know what was going to happen. So tripping balls at a Jays game. Oh, man. And everyone around you just crushing hot dogs. That sounds like a nightmare. But he survived. He called into the show. Who's getting our last CHL prize pack there? Z-Money.
I was thinking Drew Stanton, just because he stuck with it every week and left us a voicemail every week and
yes,
we haven't picked him.
Perfect. Drew Stanton. Oh, and here's another email. It was on the bottom of the pile. I thought it was part of my notes. So way to go, Drew Stanton, our last CHL prize pack. 289-796-2001. 289-796-2001. It's JD from Saskatoon. Hello and happy Friday to you. A very short email here. Today marks 75 days of no drinking, and it already has been a pretty awesome spring summer for myself. It certainly feels like the summer of JD. Thanks again for the motivation and huge encouragement. Whilst on the sober train, JD from Saskatoon. JD, you're crushing it. Awesome job, buddy. Love getting those emails. We have a couple of minutes here. We have to get to Boomsies Newsies because there's so many great stories that Zed Money found on the interwebs this week. Which ones are you going to you pick there?
So let's stick away. Let's stay away from sports. Let's get into some fun stuff.
Okay.
So let's start with some Aussie scientists have discovered a shocking fact about the Great Barrier Reef. It has chlamydia. Now, it's not the same chlamydia that humans get, but it's very close, and scientists have added that although it's very rare for a human to catch chlamydia from the reef, it's not impossible. So, no skinny dipping around them.
Don't hump the barrier reef.
Exactly. So, while having chlamydia is not good for humans, it's actually helping the reef because temperatures in the oceans are rising due to global warming. The chlamydia is actually helping the reef fight become more resilient to the temperature rises, and it's doing less of chloral bleaching, which is bad for the reef. So, I mean, did anyone have chlamydia on their bingo card for solving global warming?
Is coral bleaching like anal bleaching?
Chloral bleaching.
Oh, it's where there's no color left on it.
Yeah, all the algae that lives on the reef is shed off because of the temperature.
Which is exactly like anal bleaching. How does a scientist discover, and who does that test for chlamydia? When they find things like this out, when scientists discover these things, I'm like, who decided when they got the test sample, we better check for chlamydia? Because when you go to the doctor, you ask them like, okay, check this, check this, check this. Not like, they don't stumble upon things in blood tests, so I just wonder why they would be even doing the chlamydia check on that.
That is a very good question. But I mean, at least somebody's doing their due diligence and doing all the testing.
Okay, so now this is a public service announcement. If you're next to the Great Barrier Reef, don't fuck it. What's one more story we can go out on?
All right, let's go another one with dating apps. So have you ever searched the corners of your brain for the perfect pickup line on a dating app? There's a new app called Rizz, R-I-Z-Z, and this could be the solution to your problem. It acts as a virtual wingman that has personalized replies that are sure to impress your crush. So you upload a screenshot of your convo or your crush's bio, and voila, the app sends you a personalized message that reflects your personality. Now, the company says the more that you Rizz, the better your Rizz responses will be, as the app's AI algorithms analyze your style, tone, and humor. So you'll sound like yourself, only better. Is this not catfishing?
No. Catfishing is when you send someone messages and it's you're pretending to be someone else, or you send them photos and it's not photos of you. This, I believe, is a great tool. I did the dating apps way back when. I despised every second because you don't know what to say. So if someone can help you with what to say, because it's very, very awkward when you don't meet someone in person and you're trying to like, hey, what'd you do today? And you don't want to be like, hey, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words because I don't even know how to start a conversation with someone on one of those things. So Rizz it up all day long. Is the Rizz the dating app, or it just helps you on the dating app? So you could be on like Bumble or Tinder, whatever, and then you put all the information into Rizz.
Yeah, Rizz isn't the actual dating app. It's just the app to help you.
So you would have to pay for a subscription for that too, along with your dating app subscription. So you are spending about $100 a month to possibly go on a date, in which you're probably going to have to buy the dinner. Oh, geez, this is starting to add up now. What's the cost of Rizz?
You know what? I'm not sure. I have to look it up and get back to you.
Yeah, definitely not catfishing. I think this is great. A lot of people, even more so now after our pandemic, people's social anxiety is at an all-time high. So figuring out what to say to people after we've been all kept apart for so long is extremely difficult. I get it. So if this can help people find true love, I'm all for it. That's a good feel-good story. And definitely not a catfishing story to go out on. We're good? Yeah, I guess Z Money died. He gone. Thanks for letting me vent this week. Thanks for hanging out. I got a great message this week on social media. And I took a picture and I shared it. And I just wanted to read what this message said. Did I even keep it? Of course I didn't, because I'm a freaking moron. It essentially said, when I started listening to Boomsies, I didn't get it. But now it's like hanging out with a friend and shooting the shit at the office. And I took that as the greatest compliment I could ever get about this podcast. So thank you very much for hanging out with me, for us hanging out together. Now go off. Have a kick-ass week. Realize that some people are going through a lot of shit. I talked to some friends today. They're going through stuff. You don't have to talk about the stuff they're going through. Just be there for them. Pick up the phone. A friend you haven't heard from in a while, pick up the phone. Talk about anything else but the situation. Get their mind off it. Just be a helping hand when you can. And also, hug someone. Hugs are great. I'm going to give my buddy Pete a big hug on the golf course today. And be nice. Just be nice to everyone. Doesn't cost you anything.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan Altuzzi. live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the Bet Rivers Network.